health industry groups are expected to deliver.
If you like the plan you have, you can keep it.
To take over the healthcare system, either directly or indirectly, for the government to control it.
A lot of my friends, where they get their healthcare from is the emergency room. They're in the emergency room every week. They break a nail in the emergency room.
How are you going to avoid not having the ability to cost shift as you shrink that portion of privately funded health insurance?
Another look at health care reform, which is what Washington is dealing with these days. But joining us now is Josh Johnson, reporter and anchor for WLRN, Miami Herald News, who attended the first day of signups last night of a program in South Florida that is actually taking health care reform into their own local hands, not waiting for Washington at all. What are the people in Miami-Dade County doing, Josh?
John, good morning. They've created a program in Miami-Dade County called Miami-Dade Blue, which they basically bidded out for local insurance companies who wanted to create a county health plan to cover the 600,000 people in Miami-Dade County who have no coverage. Essentially what it is...
Let me just stop you there. So basically Miami-Dade County just said, we've got thousands of uninsured, we're going to get them insured, boom. So they take action.
And here's the crazy thing about it. Of the 600,000 people in Miami-Dade who have no coverage, 80% of them have jobs. So it's not like these people are just totally indigent. They're either people who work two part-time jobs and neither one provides insurance. They're people who work seasonal jobs and they can't get insurance year-round. Maybe they're freelancers, they work in the construction industry, or they work for small businesses that don't provide coverage. So these are people who otherwise would be able to pay for health insurance, they just can't get it.
So was this a hot ticket last night in Miami, the first day of signups?
Yeah, they met in a high school cafeteria in northwest Miami-Dade and had a packed house of people speaking English, Spanish, and Creole, asking tons of questions. And by the end of the event, there was a long line snaking around the cafeteria of people with the little application sheets in their hands ready to sign up.
Now, one of the people involved is the president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida, Penny Schaefer. And why, first of all, what's in it for her? And then I want to hear from her in just a second.
Well, Blue Cross Blue Shield is a nonprofit health company, and so they believe that there's obviously a public mandate that they need to cover these folks before their health care needs become urgent, before they become that person who breaks a nail and ends up in the emergency room. But also because there's an opportunity to create a larger model that can be implemented, and because Miami is such an insanely, crazily diverse and complicated market anyway, if they can make it here, they can probably make it anywhere.
Well, Penny Schaefer says that it's all about economics.
Many of these hospitals would see these folks as uncompensated care. So the ability to put them into an insurance program, the ability to get compensated for the care, and the ability to let them access care actually prevents things that are absolutely catastrophic. You know, people who don't have insurance will let a cold become pneumonia. And by the time they get to the hospital, it's an expensive hospital stay.
Again, that's Penny Schaefer, marketing president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Florida. So how were people responding as you snaked yourself through that line that was moving from table to table?
The response was actually pretty good. I know everyone there was glad that something new is being done. There were a lot of questions in terms of the cost of it, whether they would be able to afford it, what they get for their money, what is a copay. I mean, you're dealing with a bunch of different people with wildly diverse levels of understanding of the health insurance market to begin with. So not only are you educating them on the plan, you're also educating them to an extent on this is what a premium is, this is what a copay is, this is how the system works.
Well, and the sound and voice of that education can be heard in one James Hampton, who you spoke with, an unemployed Dade County worker who was at the event yesterday.
You know, they're taking one thing and they're running with it. You know, the minute they hear the lady says $70, oh, that's too much. I mean, so what I'm saying is you need to come with a method, go into the community, you know, and make people understand. You know, we all need it, man.
Now, a lot of critics of healthcare reform say that education and so-called voluntary empowerment of people doesn't really go very far. You need mandates and you need really serious subsidies. How is that working yesterday?
Well, Miami-Dade County, in terms of a mandate and a subsidy, they're kind of thinking about that. There are efforts to try to create some kind of a fund, whether it's vested through grants, not tax dollars, but some kind of privately created fund to help people who can't pay the premiums or just can't pay for the plan in the beginning. In terms of a mandate, the Miami-Dade's Office of Countywide Health Planning determined that this is an emergency. It's something they have to do, but they decided that they're not in the healthcare business and they don't really want to get into the healthcare business, so they farmed it out to somebody else. So it's kind of the middle ground, it seems, between letting the private insurance companies just run wild and do whatever they want to do and saying private companies can't do it. It has to be government's responsibility. This seems to be kind of the hybrid of both of those schools of thought.
Josh Johnson Theater here in Miami. Here, I love it when you come on the program, Josh.
You enjoying it for the morning?
I'm totally enjoying it.
Yeah.
But give us a takeaway here, a numerical takeaway. Is there a number that they want to reach, a target of getting uninsured on the rolls?
No, they really, I mean, they don't even know if this is going to work. But I have one number that I can share with you, and it's what it would cost me personally. I went with my check stub for my employer and what I pay. If we were employed with Miami-Dade Blue, which you can use for small businesses of up to 50 people,
right,
I would probably save about $25 a month on my health care.
Not bad.
Now, I don't know if it would cover the same things, but I know I could what I would spend that $25 on.
Very interesting. Josh Johnson, reporter and anchor with WLRN Miami Herald News, about a program in Miami-Dade County to take health care reform in the local level into their own hands. Thanks, Josh.
Anytime, my friend.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Jeffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at The New Yorker. So join us every week on The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.